Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad that you're tuning in live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. There's one night a week that I'm doing my radio broadcast at the moment. Got so many little projects on the side here. It's just freaking unbelievable. We're doing a short film for the Colorado Activism Film Festival, which is really, really cool. It's called A Werewolf, like a werewolf. And it's got like some really cool dialogue in it and stuff like that. Very funny, as you'd kind of expect from me. As well as doing a little bit of music stuff with the Pakehachis. And I think if you want to check that out, there's a Pakehachis tab on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. .com as well. Now today I was supposed to have a guest, but he hasn't actually shown up in a James Bond sense of the word, which is kind of ironic because his handles that James Bond is real, and now I'm wondering if the CIA is. Now I do get this a lot on the show is abuse, you know, from trolls and things of that nature. And every single time that I see it, it hurts my feelings, and then I delete the comment and then block the person who made the comment and never hear from that particular person again. Now, one would think that this would make a difference, that the amount of abuse that you would receive on a constant basis would reduce somewhat. It doesn't work, okay? there's just so many people out there who are just really abusive and don't have anything going on in their life. They're just dicks, bro. Like, it's actually quite difficult to explain because I don't even understand it. Right? I mean, think about this. You go online and you watch people's videos, and instead of paying them a compliment or giving them a like or anything like that, instead of making your own videos or gaining your own subscribers, you simply choose to look at the one thing that you disagree with about something that we said on the show and abuse. Right? That's basically it, isn't it? It's the whole notion that we have here in the world that you can't say anything or do anything, original or otherwise, and have people respect you for it. Carte blanche. Okay? Just doesn't happen. There's just, what's it called? The rule of 30%. For everything that you do, every piece of artwork that you put out and what have you, there will be 30% of people love it. 30% of people hate it. And 30% of people, meh, don't care. All right? That's roughly what you're dealing with here. And unfortunately, there are billions of people with access to the internet, and a lot of them really do have problems. You know, psychological, social problems and things like that. And they take it out on people like me because we're in the public eye and we actually do stuff with our life. Sorry, I guess I need to be abused for that. Because I was just like, oh, bro, no, I'm not going to put up with it today. Because it's like when you're in person, you've got this, what would you call it? Consequences for your actions, you know? Like if you say the wrong thing and you're real mean to somebody or whatever, they might punch you in the face. They might. Hopefully they will, but they might. And I think that the internet doesn't have any of that. Right? Like it really doesn't have any sense of itself. Okay? In that social context. There's no possibility of any direct feedback that's going to hurt you. And psychopathic narcissists thrive on you denying that. And they thrive on you being angry with them. Okay? They're attention seekers. All they want is your attention. Negative, positive, does not matter. They want your attention. And they want it hard. So last couple of days, I took a bit of a break from Facebook, a bit of a break from looking at my YouTube comments, because honestly, the stuff makes you crazy. It really does, bro. Like, honestly, I cannot stress enough the maddening nature of arguing with people on Facebook. It just drives you crazy. And it's often because the people that you're arguing with are crazy. Now, I got into this bit of a rant today about about religion, right? I'm getting really, really pissed off because it's been shoved down my throat since I was a boy. And I'm just getting frickin' sick of it, bro. Like, honestly, it's beyond a frickin' joke how many people adopt a religion as a means of justifying not thinking and not having a conscience. You know? You ever notice that? It doesn't make any sense because it's psychopathic. All right? If you thought like a psychopath, it'd make a heck of a lot of sense, wouldn't it? Now, I do like it when people choose to act kind online instead of abusive. All right? That's nice. You know? We're making a beautiful, beautiful difference in the world when we're nice to each other. When we're not being a dick. You know? Like, I can tell you a joke, for example. I wrote down on Facebook the other day. A cop pulled a guy over who was driving erratically, all right? And it turns out he wasn't even drunk, just tired. So the cop told him, pull over to the side, have a sleep for about 30 minutes. And about 10 minutes later, the cop found him driving on the road and pulled him over again and arrested him on a charge of resisting arrest. You see? He was resisting resting? No? Never mind. Back to the religion. I got this email from somebody saying, Vinny, you need to accept Jesus as your saviour. You need to accept him. You need to accept it. Really, I need to accept mind control programming from the Romans, do I? Oh, okay. Brilliant. You know, what could possibly go wrong? It's not like the Spanish Inquisition happened. Oh, wait. It did. Oh, there's a... I love that. You can't call Christianity the religion of peace. What would you call it? The religion of pedophilia, the religion of torture, the religion of trauma-based mind control, the religion of turning children into adults that can't think for themselves and really don't have anywhere to go or anything to do in the world. You know, it's just like, why? Why would I do that? Oh, but just read the Bible. Just read the Bible. It's like, dude, you're basing your entire existence on a singular book. All right, but God wrote it. God wrote it. Then why does it say King James Bible on it, bro? All right? Like, if God wrote it, why did he need King James to rewrite it? Okay? Is God, like, imperfect or something? Here's the whole thing. I'll tell you what. The day you can back up all your beliefs with research out of more than one book, then you can demand that I accept Jesus as my saviour. He's not my saviour, he's my inspiration. And I'd rather walk the same line as he than tell others to do so in my stead. I protect the innocent, I expose evil, and I sacrifice most of my life for the betterment of my brothers and sisters and the human race. So I'll say, oh my God, as much as I like, because it's my God too. You see? But I got a little bit of a different perspective from most people as to what a god is. All right? Religion's just a cult. Right? All religion. All right? Just take any thoughts of, oh, but it's genuine and it helped me get off this and it helped me get off that. Right. I can tell you anything if you're just going to believe it in order to motivate you to do anything else. God told you to do it. Jesus told you to do it. The flying spaghetti monster told you to do it. It doesn't matter if I'm telling you to do something good, what the justification is, so long as you believe it. Okay? Just because somebody gets told, oh, I'm a born-again Christian and Jesus saved me. Really? Did he not teach you about not controlling, you know, not buying into big religious houses and things like that with the money laundering practices or anything? You're still using currency, are you? You see, it's about giving people peace of mind, essentially. That's what all cults and mind control programs do. They try to convince you of something by using a certain number of techniques, by talking reasonably slowly in the same pace as a heartbeat, by having fluorescent lighting that is not too bright and not too dark, so that the combination of them both makes you feel sort of sleepy, all right? Sleep deprivation as well. Nutrition, a lack of nutrition specifically, That's how they mind control people. Because if you can't think for yourself, and believe me, nutrition and thought is very, very closely connected. You ever been able to think real hard on something when you're hungry as hell and or have no food with any nutrition in it? It's very difficult, isn't it? So you'd go like, oh, okay, well, this guy's telling me that some kind of celestial being only created this earth in a dome, unlike all of the other celestial bodies out there that are all spheres that we can see with a frickin' telescope every time we look through it. But we're the one exception, and that I'm the one exception, and that I'll be rewarded if I just blindly believe everything you frickin' tell me? Yeah, absolutely. Oh my God, sign me up, please. And we'll just take 10% of your money as well. Why? Can't God create his own money? No, he can only create life. He can't create money. Just, God! I heard Jesse Ventura say the other day that religion is essentially it's for weak-minded people. Right, and I disputed that at first, and I was just like, but no, it's not just for the weak-minded. There's plenty of intelligent people that I know that have very strong religious convictions, and I have absolutely no problem with that. What I do have a problem with is religion as an institution. Okay, I think that a religion should only really be practiced by yourself, right? Your own communication with God. What's God? You're a God to the bacteria in your body. You're a God. And to the bacteria in your body, you being God is sort of like a God of scale. All right, so if you look in within a human cell, you go from maybe 10,000 times magnification with a normal electrostatic microscope, and then you go into, say, 50,000 times magnification with a granite crystal microscope. You can then start to see inside the cell and find out that it's made up of all these other cells. And then you look into one of those, and it's made up of all these other cells again. And then you look into one of those, and guess what? It's life upon life upon life upon life, infinitely down. And I believe that it's infinitely up the spectrum as well. So that means that composite organisms, macro organisms, in other words, are a form of God. So me, Vinny Eastwood, I'm God Vinny Eastwood, just to the multi-cells in my body, and you're a God to the cells in your body, just like all the deer and the ants and all the people and all the trees are part of this one God that we call a planet. And just as that planet is a single cell within a galaxy is a single cell within a red dwarf star cluster. And a red dwarf star cluster is merely a cell in a blue dwarf star cluster, and so on and so forth, up the scale and down the scale, doesn't matter where you go. It's an infinite fractal repetition of all of the composites of reality. Okay? Now, what does that mean, though? How do you worship a god when you realize that everything's only a god of scale? The answer is you don't. God doesn't need your worship. It only needs you as a singular cell within its structure to play your part. And as an individual, a human being that has allegedly independent thought, you can contribute to the greater whole of the organism via your own actions. Okay? Are you taking care of the other cells around you? Are you a liver cell? Are you a kidney cell? Are you a brain cell? In some cases, people only have a couple of those. But the thing I'm trying to get through here is that all religion is a mind control cult. Okay? And those who can't think for themselves and do not like dealing with that reality often enjoy being mind controlled. But I'd never want to deprive someone of their joy. Okay? You know, if you like being lied to, if you like believing stuff without critical thinking, go for your life. I won't try to stop you, because I can't, and it's not my responsibility to. You're the one who has to think for yourself. You're the one who has to study mind control. You're the one who has to look into cult indoctrination. You're the one who has to look into ancient Rome. You're the one who has to find out about Josephus Flavius. If you haven't heard of Josephus Flavius, you'll find it very interesting indeed. He's a Jewish historian. Now, why is that so significant? Because Jews don't have historians. Like, the entirety of the Israelite people is basically contained in a singular book. It's because they didn't like the idea of history back in those times. Right? Now, we get down to this. If you were, let's say, a king, and you were the son of, let's say, Cleopatra and Julius Caesar, you'd have the right to the throne of the Roman Empire, wouldn't you? Right? And that means that a whole lot of people would want you dead, wouldn't they? Okay. So what would you do? Well, you'd try to not get killed, for one. And you'd also try to build your own empire so that you've got the ability to take back the Roman Empire if you could. And sure enough, that's what happened. And it's the story of King Jesus of Edessa. Jesus, you say? How did that turn into Jesus? Well, very nicely is how. So if you're a king, you've got half the treasury of Persia, because your mother was Cleopatra, right? And you got this kingdom in Edessa, and you've got an army, you've got power, you've got money, and at the time, Rome was challenged by those who had the power and the money. And he challenged Rome for the throne, right? And he got beaten, and he got crucified, and then he got taken down from that cross by a man named Josephus Flavius, who then rewrote this history and going, oh, you know what? Having a rich warrior king who's the son of incredibly powerful autocratic dynasties being against Rome isn't a good story. No. Immaculate conception, bro. All right. And also mystical shady powers. And he's poor as well. Yeah. That way he'll give all the poor hope. And he says, return back to Caesar what's Caesar's. Yeah. That'll be really good. And then you go through it and you're like, this is like a proto-mind control cult. So you got a whole bunch of people who you just executed all the religious leaders around the empire. And you suddenly need a new religion that incorporates most of the religious teachings of these other places. But you all want them incorporated in one. And you also want a Rome-friendly demigod that won't inspire people to uprise against you and your evil empire. This is what you'd do. Okay? So, here's the problem. You can't even explain to people like that, let alone if somebody's in a mind control cult. Okay? They won't believe it. Columbus, when he first came to the Bahamas, the Bahaman people couldn't see him. They couldn't see the ship. They couldn't see the sails. Only the shaman could. And the shaman then taught the others how to see. Like, you literally cannot see something in front of you if you have no awareness of it whatsoever. If you've never seen anything like it and you have no idea how it could even exist. Right? That's how you get into that whole denial phase in Egypt. Now, recently, there's been some killings in Britain. I haven't read any of the documents on this. But it goes into this whole religious fundamentalism thing. And no, I'm not saying that without looking at the evidence that these guys were religious fundamentalists and that's why they killed somebody. I usually assume straight off the bat they're intelligence agency connected patsies who committed an attack just to make everybody afraid and give up their liberties and freedoms willy-nilly. Okay? And then I was just like, what am I going to do in this show when a guest hasn't turned up? Well, I'll go to the New Zealand Herald, the second most subscribed YouTube news channel in New Zealand. And what have they got here? Copious quantities of stuff about London attack. What we know so far. Watch NZH Focus. London attack could have been stopped. London attack. 5 dead. 40 injured. London attack. London terror. Hashtag we are not afraid. It's just out of control, bro. School terror attack. Oh, my God. Bro, it's just boring. Reading through these things, it's just the same old, just ironic crap you've ever looked at in your life. And I don't know why people continue to buy into it, other than the fact that fear stops you from thinking. All right? And I love this irony, hashtag, we are not afraid, as the government tells us that we need to give up all our liberty so we can prevent the next attack. Have you ever heard of the the OSS, the precursor to the CIA? In 1941, December 7th, Pearl Harbor was attacked. Directly before that, on the other hand, Australian intelligence told the Americans that there was a Japanese attack fleet heading for Pearl Harbor days in advance. Did they stop the attack? No, they didn't. Did they tell anybody about the incoming attack so that they could prepare for it in any way, shape, or form? No, they didn't. And what happened after the attack? They said, oh, we could have prevented this if only we had a more complex and powerful intelligence apparatus. Sound fucking familiar to you? It's the same game, bro, all the time. All the time. I mean, I'd be surprised if in the last 100 years there's been a single genuine terror attack that has been hyped up in the media. You know, just a single one. And this is what people are only talking about. Okay, most read over here on the New Zealand Herald website. Number one, London terror attack. Number two, London terror. Number five, London terror. All right? Three out of the top five things are talking about this big terrorism attack, which I've not even read about and already know how it all transpired. practically. Anyway. And it just bores me how people get so caught up with it and so interested in it that they don't even think for a moment about what they're distracting you from. Okay? What was going on in Britain at this current time? How did they pull off this attack without anybody finding out about it? In London, which has more CCTVs per capita than any other location on Earth. How did they slip past MI5 and MI6? How did they stop the American intelligence apparatus using X-Key Score, which has been exposed by WikiLeaks and Edward Snowden, from finding out who these terrorists are, what their next cell is, and all of their contacts on social media and everything like that? We've already got the intelligence apparatus in there to prevent any frickin' attack from happening. And that means that the only attacks that are allowed to happen are being perpetrated by the intelligence community. Now again, this is just speculation on my part, and I'm not saying real people didn't die. Okay? People get executed by their government every day in this world. Every day somebody's getting executed by their government. Now, does that mean that there's no real threat? Of course not. There is a real threat. It's called the government! These people are practicing democide. You know what that means? It's basically death by democracy. You vote for a guy who winds up exterminating you. Right? You know what the leading cause of death is in the 20th century? Democide. You are more likely, statistically, to be killed by your own government that you elect than any other factor. Just factor that in the next time you worry about terrorists attacking you. 5 dead, 40 injured. Oh. 1 million dead Iraqis. That's what I've got to say to that. For an illegal war. 1 million plus dead Iraqis. That's not including the 250,000 children that starved to death and died of disease because of US sanctions before they even invaded the second time. You know? Anybody ever remember that? Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. Yeah, it's worth it. We killed 250,000 kids, so what? These people are freaking psychopathic. And what's going to happen once all of this information starts coming out? You guess what? Oh, you're going to be called fake news, Vinny. You know? I didn't even get caught up in that thing. Like, this is the first time I've even looked at the New Zealand Herald's website in, like, I don't know. Must have been a year and a half, 2 years. I didn't even watch the mainstream media. That's why I know so much more about everything that goes on than they do. Because they're always covering things that don't frickin' matter. And they never look into the background. They never look at the history. They never have a look at how the intelligence agencies work. They never have a look at secret societies. They just don't do their due diligence. Why? Because the media in this country is primarily owned by private corporations who have a bottom line. And that bottom line needs hits. London terror attack, top story. London terror attack, second to top story. London terror attack, fifth to top story. Ooh, you guys are getting a hell of a lot of beautiful hits there, aren't you? Now, isn't that nice? Isn't that wonderful that people are so concerned about the terrorism attacks? Really? Do you think people are actually concerned? Concerned enough to maybe read more than one mainstream media article on the topic? What are they going to do? Read two mainstream media articles? Read three? It doesn't matter. There's no real information in it. In it. I've got like a million things that could be more important to talk about than the London terror attack. Like the fact that all terrorism attacks are government approved and sponsored. That your government is attacking and killing you. Because they can. Because they can get away with it. And think about it, bro. If you had a monopoly on force, a monopoly on information, and a monopoly in the media, mate, you can do anything and totally get away with it. Easy, easy peasy. And they want to keep these terrorism attacks going and going and going and going and going and going and going to keep people afraid. French school kids caught in terror attack. Oh. I'm just like, wife jumped in Thames to avoid killer. There's like 50 articles on this homepage here referring to this one thing. This is the best thing that's since sliced bread to these people. Oh my god, great, we're gonna get so many hits out of this. Why do you think I don't cover that crap? You know, I'm not in it for the hits. I'm basically the Vinnie Eastwood show. It's a place where you will go to hear something you don't want to hear. Okay. That's all we do here. We tell you what you don't want to know. We tell you what you don't want to hear. Because it needs to happen. And there's nobody else freaking doing it. I don't understand the motivation behind psychopathic control structures. Because I don't have a psychopathic personality. Now, despite the fact that I know several large, you know, archives that I could fill up full of information about these scumbags, how they operate and how they work and so on and so forth, does not mean that I understand. Does not mean that I can predict their actions. It just means that once they do an action, I know it was them. Because only a psychopath would do that. Now, this Islamophobia that's happening right now. And what did somebody call me on YouTube comment the other day? Oh, you guys are just Muslim apologists. Well, what are we apologizing for them for? They didn't kill a million of themselves. I mean, I'm not telling people that all Muslims are good. They're not. Not all Christians are good either. Okay? What I mean is that there's a billion Muslims on earth, and a billion Christians. Are they all bad people? Nah. So why is the media hyping up all of this kind of stuff? And why is everybody going, Trump, please save us from the... I saw this Facebook group the other day. I forget what it was called. Something around like, Trump, please deal with the Muslims. It's like, dude, 9/11 was not committed by Muslims. Okay? It was committed by your own government against you. It was an inside job. Okay? Make you feel really warm and fuzzy, does it? Well, you're crazy. You're a conspiracy theorist. Okay. How do you make a 100-story skyscraper fall at free fall speed? Oh, well, he's pancaking. Really? Then how come there aren't 100 floors pancaked on top of each other? At the bottom, after it's all pancaked out. And why did everything explode into atomized dust? Right? It's right in front of your face. It's so obvious, but you can't see it. You see what I'm getting at here? It's the things that are outside of our reach that affect us more than anything else that we can imagine. I'm getting contacted by people all the time telling me that I need to interview them or I need to interview this person or that person about that topic or this and the other. And my response every single time is, yep, send off an interview request. Because I don't care. All right? Other people care about their credibility. Other journalists really, really take themselves seriously. And they believe that people need to trust them 100% and trust everything that they say is factual. I don't have such restrictions because I know that a lot of times the things that I believe are true turned out to not be true. So the middle ground here is simply honesty and looking at the facts, looking at the evidence, what actually transpired. And I am sick and tired, just sick and tired, of dealing with people who watch mainstream news arguing with me. It's just like, dude, you don't have any part of the picture at all. Like, you really don't. If you watch mainstream news, it's like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. Bill Hicks described watching television as taking a permanent marker and covering up your third eye with it. Now, think about that. Your third eye is your pineal gland. That's your connection to the DMT substance. That's what you experience when you dream. You see things sometimes before they happen. You can imagine things that do not exist yet and then suddenly see them exist the next minute. And if you're trying to essentially rob people of their higher consciousness, that is what you would target. You would target the pineal gland. You would target the higher consciousness. And the way that you can shut down higher consciousness and higher thought is you've got to prevent the frontal lobe activity from being there. And the way that you do that is you shift the brain activity to the lower cortex, to the reptilian brain, where your fight or flight is. How do you do that?
Fear.
Fear. Simple, effective way of shutting down somebody's ability to think. Somebody's ability to feel for others. Somebody's ability to make light of a situation. You know? For example, if Britain and the US illegally evade Iraq and kill a million Iraqis, nobody panics. Because it's all part of the plan. But if one Muslim kills five Brits, well, then everybody loses their mind. Because it's not something that they're prepared to deal with. Oh, this Muslim, this terrorist. It's divide and conquer. Pure and simple. Isn't it? I got no desire to try and get people to hate each other, to try and get people to fight with each other. I have no desire for that. I like to have fun, and I like to be open and honest and care about people. So this society doesn't serve me too well, because that's not what you're supposed to be doing, you know? You're supposed to be mean to people. You're supposed to be unfeeling, right, in order to get ahead. And I think maybe that's the reason why I can't work anymore, because it's just, man. Think about that. Imagine living a life where you don't feel like you have a responsibility to your fellow man, that you literally just abdicate your responsibility to the entire human race in general and to yourself for money. That sickens me. It makes me feel so unwell. You know? It gets you right here, right in your heart. And I don't have any comforting words to tell people about that. You will suffer if you want to do good things in this world. You will be rewarded a minuscule amount. Maybe for every 10 people you help, one of those people might help you. And that's 10 people you actually have to physically, you know, be there for them and help them and make a little effort and give something of yourself before even one of them will think of giving something back to you. That's why I help people all the time, because I need people to help me. I really do. Can't survive alone. It's like we had no groceries, right? And my wife comes home and she didn't do any, and she did shopping, but didn't buy any actual, like, food! You know? So I'm just like, look, baby, I'm a grown man. Clearly I can't take care of myself. What am I supposed to do? You know, this sort of dependency issue that we all have. And I think maybe that's why government is so all pervasive in our lives. Don't you think that there's quite a significant amount of really, really nasty consequences, I think would be the word, for not taking care of your fellow man, for ignoring the crimes of the government and that kind of thing. And people's ability to ignore reality just astounds me, because I haven't, shall we say, I haven't chosen to ignore the reality of the world for a very, very long time. I always chose to see the darkness. I always chose to feel the pain. You know, I don't avoid it to my own detriment like most people do, because I know that it's important. I know that pain is a teacher, and I know that all the important lessons I've learned in my life have been those that have cost me the most. And moving on from that, this new Trump phenomenon, it's just, can you not see? Like, didn't you learn this years ago? That the president runs nothing, that they're merely owned and controlled by interests of corporations and stuff like that. I mean, was that not explained? Was it not reiterated? Oh, just give him a chance, just give him a chance. You know, this one guy who used to be in the military here tell me, oh, but he said he's going to improve the military or trim it down or something like that. And I was like, bro, that means he's going to increase the spending. And he just did. Right, and this guy, nothing, not a word. You know, because I was right and he was wrong. And people don't like admitting when they're wrong. I like admitting when I'm wrong because it means I actually learn something for a change. People don't like learning through mistakes. They're taught that mistakes are a bad thing. BS. A mistake is a light switch moment. Ba-bing! The light goes on. I'm no longer retarded and believe everything a president says. Isn't that brilliant? Wouldn't that be nice? You just zap somebody with a little thought ray. Hey, bro, check this out.
Oh, what's that?
It's a thought ray.
What is it?
Well, it's going to make you think. For once in your frickin' life.
Oh, yeah?
That's right. This may be a completely new experience to you, but I can assure you, I'm going to show you. It's going to work out well. If you do a little bit of thinking for yourself. Work stuff out. I'm not berating people here or like calling them stupid, but I am. Now, I got this idea. I think it was on a show just before this one. The Common Sense Party. You know, it's election year in New Zealand, and wouldn't that be nice? The Common Sense Party, because it's like it doesn't exist. Just no common sense in any part of Parliament. It's just ridiculous. I mean, these scumbags will literally sit there and lie to you time and time and time again without any reprieve about everything. Right? It's not just about anything, it's about everything. They lie to you about who they are. They lie to you about where their sources of funding come from. All right? Like, what was the one I did the other day? I think it was with Minister Peter Dunn about his lies about fluoride. And this guy is just the worst cockatoo haircut sporting bow tie that you wish was a guillotine. Just scumbag. All right? Promoting the living hell. The living hell out of fluoridation. And literally calling anybody who doesn't accept the science, as he claims, without showing any of said science, of course, is a tinfoil hat-wearing UFO-abducted conspiracy theorist. That's a quote. That's a Minister of Parliament. It's unfrickin' believable. And I went through and I just broke down every single lie he was telling and the whole story, man. And it's just... it was a frustrating hour, I'll tell you that much. His speech only lasted 7 minutes. My video of it lasted about 30, because that's how they do it. They do these compound lies, okay? It's a lie built upon another lie, built upon another lie, built upon another lie, built upon another lie. Now, the goal here is to make the people who can't think for themselves think as he does, or to make the people who can think for themselves confused, and make the people who know that he's lying frustrated so that they'll attack him and discredit themselves. It's a brilliant tactic. And you know where you can read about that tactic in social interaction? By the methodologies in which psychopaths manipulate their victims. No kidding. It's right there, black and white. This is how they actually do it. And that's only one of the many, many dozens of psychopathic manipulation techniques that they use to control people and hurt them, okay? Make them, essentially, their slaves by projecting a false version of reality that causes a conflict within the brain that cannot resolve itself. So you simply choose to go along with it. It's pretty cruel, isn't it? Now, am I going to tell you to believe me? And am I going to tell you that I only deliver the truth? And am I going to tell you that I'm beating the New World Order, that I'm waking people up? No! Why are you listening? Right? And that's the thing. I get sick and tired of people with their false promises, essentially just leading people into this... It's again, back to the religion. That's all that it is. Narcissists and psychopaths always wind up at the heads of industries, okay? Whether that be a religion, whether that be the media, whether it be government or banking or whatever, psychopaths will always seek the highest branch on the tree because that's where all the power is. They desire power, sex, and money, and they are very adept at getting it. Now, what's depressing about that is that you realize that not only are psychopaths running virtually every single institution in existence, with the exception of a few, American Freedom Radio being one of them. Thank freaking God for American Freedom Radio. God. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to actually go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, click on their little Patreon and things like that, because I'm serious, man. It's very important to me and America as a country and the world as an organism for something like American Freedom Radio to be around, because they're so good at providing an incredible lineup with really nice, high quality content. And we want to get their patrons up, man. Like, seriously, I need people to go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on that little Patreon thing and support them for a couple of dollars a month, where you can donate through the PayPal in order to keep them on the air. Every little bit helps. They gave me my first gig. They gave goodness knows how many people, like Verge, half the Truth Movement, their first radio shows, American Freedom Radio is behind that. All right. Whether they're still on the network or not. In fact, from when I went on to today, I'm the only one that's still on American Freedom Radio who was there in the beginning. I wasn't there in the beginning, but yeah, when I first started through till today, the original lineup of American Freedom Radio has changed so much. And it changes constantly. And is that American Freedom Radio's fault? No. No more than it's the Navy SEALs' fault for having a 25% dropout rate. Okay? 25% success rate. The 75% dropout rate. That you think becoming a Navy SEAL is difficult. All right? No kidding. It's real freaking hard. And not everybody who signs up can do it, even though they think they can. Talk radio? Even worse than that. If you've got a narcissistic personality like me, and just remember, narcissism goes on a spectrum from benign narcissist over here to psychopathic narcissist over here. All psychopaths are narcissists, but not all narcissists are psychopaths. So unfortunately, though, it means that every time somebody insults me, I feel really bad about it. It actually does cut deep, and it hurts my feelings. And that's why a lot of talk radio show hosts find their job quite difficult, because not only do you have to be really, really self-confident, but you also just, when you get criticized, you can't handle it. You can't handle it, bro. And maybe that's part of the reason why I take significant periods of time off each year from broadcasting, because it's just so exhausting dealing with people's crap. I mean, bro, do you know what it's like to know, say, a social group of about 10,000 people? Average social group of people's existence is about 1,500. That would be how many people you know in your life and during your time travel and all of that kind of stuff. Time travel. Didn't mean to say that. But when you're social group is so much larger, when you're in the public eye and stuff like that, the brain actually can't handle it. It's too much relationships to really keep in your brain, right? So when people come up to me and they go, "Hey, Vinny, you remember when we had that conversation that one time?" No. Sorry, bro. You know, it's just talking to so many people across so many different media and platforms on a daily basis that I, you know, hardly remember half the things that I've been talking to. And even then, even remembering half of the things that I've talked to people about or the people that I've talked to is like superhuman, right? It's ridiculous. You should see how well I can quote movies and things of that nature. I've got a mega memory, but there's just too much interaction, bro, too many people. And I feel like, I don't know, you ever feel like you're wasting your time helping somebody, you know? Somebody who won't help themselves. Somebody who won't pick up the ball and run with it. Somebody who, when you tell them, look, stop listening to the show, start doing your own thing, make sure that you contribute to humanity in your own little way, they don't do it. And they just tune in next time. Because of the fear. All right? Fear of not being enough. Fear of not being accepted. Look, bro, if you listen to this, you're already being called a conspiracy theorist 100 times a day. I mean, you know? Nobody in the truth movement gets away from being labelled with that little chestnut. Oh, the conspiracy theorist. Look, a conspiracy theorist, by definition, is a person who believes, absolutely believes, and you cannot convince them otherwise, that powerful people who have a lot of influence are prone to using that power to maintain and grow that influence. Okay? So it seems like anybody who's reasonable, who thinks about anything, who thinks at all, is a conspiracy theorist. Congratulations. Okay? You've made it into the club. You can think. That's why people call you a conspiracy theorist. Doesn't that make you feel better? I just made myself feel better. Oh my God. I'm like, hey, people call me a conspiracy theorist because I can think. Like, honestly, I'm quite surprised at that realization right now. I just didn't see it coming. I mean, I should have, right? Because it's usually the people who can't think that call you a conspiracy theorist, isn't it? I'll just tell her, like, bugger off, bro. You're boring. You don't talk about anything important. You don't have any historical knowledge about what you're going on about. No, you're dull. You look, dude, if you keep talking, I'm gonna have to, like, find a power drill and bury it into my temple, okay, in order to get your voice out of my head. Just shh. You're boring. You're mind controlled. It's not that you're stupid, it's that you're under mind control. And it's going to take you some time to wean off that tit of government propaganda, of corporate propaganda. In fact, what's the difference between governments and corporations now? To me, the government has become a corporation. In fact, technically it is. If you have a look at the Queen and Right of New Zealand on the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission website, it's right freaking there. Our government is a company. The East India Trading Company had a flag that had red and white stripes going horizontally, and in the little corner of the flag, there was a British Union Jack. And so when America became a corporate colony, thanks to all its Freemasonic founding fathers, they just changed the Union Jack to a couple of stars and left the flag as is. Because you are merely descendants of the East India Trading Company. Okay? You are slaves. Even the white people in America were always slaves. Didn't that make you feel a little bit strange? I mean, think about that. Everybody goes on about black slavery. Dude, you're a slave today. I'm a slave. All right? I'm not insulting you calling you a slave. I'm just stating a fact because I'm one too, and I want to be free. I don't want to do what other people tell me to do just because they tell me. There has to be a good reason. I don't want to hurt people just because the government tells me that they're not people anymore. I don't want to discriminate against people just because somebody told me that they're dangerous. I want to talk to them. I want to find out what makes them tick. I want to do a little bit of background research. And I also want to find out who it is that's telling me these things that I should believe. That's what we all should do. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com and scroll down a little bit, and you'll have these PayPal buttons here. You can use the drop-down bar, you know, donate $5, $10. If you want to donate $5,000, that'd be really, really nice right about now. Or if you prefer to, like, donate weekly, the little weekly and monthly gifts subscriber PayPal button is on there, you know, $1.50 a week, $2.50 a week, $5 a week, doesn't matter. Or monthly, you know, just give me something to let me know that you actually appreciate what it is that I'm doing, that you're not just taking it all for free and not giving something back to the community. Now, if you can't give me money, send me a story. Tell me something. Vinny, I listened to your show with this person and such and blah, 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 blah. And then I went out and I did this for that person. Yes. Yes. You get it. And also the Kiwi Bank, ladies and gentlemen, on there, on the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. That's Vinny with a Y because it's the most important question. And Eastwood, like, go ahead, make my news. And we will see you after the break, folks. Thank you very much for listening.